Okay, whatever. You're the dudes. I just saw there was no mic there. So,
as long as you know what you're doing, then I feel comfortable. In the arms of an angel.
Would you please turn on Amy's mic?
One, two, three, four. Okay, great. Good evening, and thank you for coming tonight. Please join me in opening the gray hymnal to our very first hymn, May Nothing Evil Cross This Door. Please rise in body or spirit. And turn to number 157, Step by Step, The Longest March. And please know that whether you step, roll, dance, or move by any other means, the important thing is that together we are strong on the path toward justice.
We come here, gathered in this sacred space, with different understandings of God and the holy, with different ideas and different paths on this journey of life. And yet we are here gathered in common mind and heart to mourn, to grieve, and to grieve in all the different ways that we will, depending on how our lives have been led. For some, the grief of sanctuary violated in the pulse of Orlando. For some, to find a place of comfort and safety in a world where we wonder, is there any place that is safe? For some, it is to feel pain and anger. And for others of us, echoes of previous trauma and sadness and violence come bubbling up. And perhaps this is the place where finally it may feel safe to feel and be held in a larger embrace, whether it's the loving arms of the goddess or God, or this beautiful web of life, or the network of hands and hearts that is greater than the sum of its parts. May you come here and feel held with whatever you bring in your minds or hearts. May we come here to name what is within and to find some place of stillness amidst what feels so crazy all around us. I welcome you here to this Unitarian Universalist Church of Fort Myers, a place that we find to be a sanctuary where we need not think alike to love alike, where we not only tolerate one another, but find ways, though it may be difficult, to embrace our differences and celebrate them. And perhaps you might take that with you on your way out and about in the world. But for today, in this time, I invite you to settle in. And in this moment, I invite you into the spirit of prayer and meditation. Spirit of life and love, dear God, it is in times like these when it all begins to feel like too much to hold, too much to bear, too much sadness, too much pain. Please hold all of the beloveds who are gathered here today. May they feel safe and happy, even as they mourn. Guide us in the ways of wisdom, where all around us are scapegoats and blaming. Guide us in the ways of wisdom that allow us to expand our horizons and to look at the bigger picture that must change. The violence of our culture that is all around us. Help us understand and embrace the intersectionality that comes out of the massacre at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando this past Saturday, of understanding that it is institutions and systems that have created fertile ground and climate for incidents just like these. In a society that is homophobic, transphobic, and racist, let us embrace here a place where we understand all the intersections and where everyone matters. And though today, this evening, the tears may flow, let us know the embrace of a greater love, whether it be from a loving God who loves all equally, or from a neighbor or stranger who extends a hand and a loving smile. May we be love. Amen. Blessed be. You're invited to sing "We Shall Overcome," which is in the hymnal number 169. We've chosen this song as it has been such a powerful song coming from the civil rights struggle for justice, and understanding that as we continue to try to bend the moral arc of the universe towards justice, we are still deeply in the struggle for equity and compassion for all beings. So with great respect for all the work of our civil rights era workers, the journey and the struggle continues.
We shall overcome. So
our present grief could change and inform our future. And so I give you the voices of our future from two youth from our congregation.
My prayers go out to all the families of the victims of the Orlando nightclub shooting. It wasn't just a nightclub, it was a gay club. Gay clubs have always been a safe place for LGBT people. Many LGBT people, just like the 50 at the Pulse Club, have been celebrating Pride Month at gay clubs. A couple nights ago, there was a large mass shooting and 50 young lives were lost because of hate. This was a hate crime. Edward Sotomayor died shielding his boyfriend from the bullets. He was popular and fun-loving and loved by many. Stanley Almodovar, the third's mom, had made him food to eat once he got home. He never got to eat the food his mother had prepared for him. He was shot 3 times, in the chest, the stomach, and the side, and died in the hospital. 50 young lives. 50. This was because of hate. The hate for a minority. It all started with hate. I was lucky enough to be raised in an accepting family. I was taught to be open-minded and to be kind. I now have many friends who go to me because they know that I'm someone they can talk to. I have many friends who are included in the LGBT plus community, and I'm a supporter of it. I speak my mind on many topics, and I keep up to date on events related to the community. I personally have experienced this hate. People have purposefully been trying to get on my nerves over LGBT plus topics, especially recently. I've heard countless times there are only 2 genders. I was on a school trip, and I tried to take a picture of a gay pride flag, and someone put their hand over my camera to stop me. A picture of a flag. Hate. It all starts with hate. You can help to prevent these acts in the future. Don't call anyone like a butch, a dyke, or a lesbian, or so on. Using these is to commit an act of aggression. Using these is encouraging the spread of hate. If you're being called these and just responding in a way that would make you seem offended, you're helping them. You're showing a reaction of where you're encouraging them. Love will win over hate. Keep strong. May the victims rest in peace. Stay safe, and remember, love wins.
I have been an ally since the day I was born. When my Aunt Becky, who identifies as LGBT, was one of the first people to hold me. Wrapped in her arms, I'm sure I felt nothing but love for her. No one yet knew she was LGBT at the time. I certainly didn't. Straight people always worry about what to tell the children and how to explain the complex bits about LGBT people. Well, the only time I remember anything about her coming out upsetting me was when my mom told me that I couldn't marry her girlfriend Chris because she already belonged to my Aunt Becky. It wasn't until I was older that I learned about homophobia, and this was a subject that upset me. How could anyone be afraid of my Aunt Becky? Sure, she can look real mean when she's mad. I've seen it, and I think she used to be okay with the bow and arrow, but she's no threat to anyone. She's one of the kindest people I've ever known. And every time she had been in a relationship with someone of the same sex or opposite, it's been great for me. I love having more people to spoil me. I can't imagine anyone having a phobia of people like her just because of how they love. I can't imagine that fear or hate, or whatever it really is, causing someone to do what happened in Orlando. So when words fell, we looked to poets. These words were written by Nikki Giovanni. It's called Allowables. I killed a spider, not a murderous brown recluse, nor even a black widow. If the truth were told this, was only a small spider, sort of papery spider, who should have run when I picked up the book, but she didn't. Old spider, just like my aunt. She scared me, and I smashed her. I don't think I'm allowed to kill something when, because I am frightened.
Just testing this. We're here because we love. And there's people that are friends and there's people that are strangers. But we're here because we love. Kind friends all gathered round. Something I would say. What brings us together here? Blessed us all today. Love has made a circle that holds us all inside, where strangers are as family, loneliness can't hide. So give yourself to love, sing it, if love is what you're after. Open up your heart. Give yourself to love. Give yourself to love. I've walked these mountains in the rain. Learned to love the wind. I've been up before the sunrise to watch the day begin. I always knew I'd find you though. I never did know how. And like sunshine on a cloudy day, you stand before me now. So give yourself to love. If love is what you're after, open up your heart to the tears and laughter and give yourself to love. Give yourself to love. Love is born of fire. It's planted like a seed. And love can't give you everything, but it will give you what you need. And love can come when you're not ready, and it can come when you're afraid. It'll be your greatest teacher, the best friend you have made. Sing it. Give yourself to love. If love is what you're after, open up your hearts to the tears and laughter and give yourself to love. Give yourself to love. One more time. Give yourself to love. If love is what you're after, and open up your heart to the tears and laughter, and give yourself to love. Give yourself to love.
And now in this sacred space, knowing that we are gathered here in the spirit of love, it is time to read the names of the beloved dead. After each name is read, there will be a moment of sacred silence.
Stanley Almodovar III, Amanda Alvear, Oscar Aracena, Rodolfo Ayala, Antonio Devon Brown.
Daryl R. Burt II, Jonathan Camwe, Angel Luis Catalario Pardo, Omar Capo, Simon Carrillo,
Luis Daniel Conde, Corey James Connell, Tevin Eugene Crosby, Anthony Luis Laureano Diza, Dianca Diagen Drayton,
Leroy Valentin Fernandez, Mercedes Marisol Flores, Peter O. Gonzalez Cruz, Juan Ramon Guerrero, Paul Terrell Henry,
Frankie Hernandez, Miguel Angel Honoreto, Jimmy De Jesus, Javier Jorge Reyes, Jason Benjamin Josephat,
Eddie Jamelroy Justice, Christopher Leonin, Alejandro Barrios Martinez, Juan Chavez Martinez, Brenda Lee Marquez McCool,
Gilberto Ramon Silva Menendez, Kimberly Morris, Akira Murray, Geraldo Ortiz Jimenez, Joel Rayon Paniagua,
Jean Carlos Mendez Perez, Enrique L. Rios, Eric Ivan Ortiz Rivera, Jean Carlos Nieves Rodriguez, Xavier Emmanuel Serrano,
Christopher Samfiez, Yumari Rodriguez Sullivan, Edward Sotomayor Jr., Shane Evan Tomlinson, Martin Benitez Torres,
Juan Rivera Velasquez, Luis Vielma, Luis Daniel Wilson Leon, Harold Arthur Wright,
so we pass the flame
in their honor.
Thank you.
As you gaze at the flames lit before you, know that we must extinguish these lights, but that the light and love that was brought to this world, that has been lost, will never be forgotten. As we extinguish the flames before us, we might be invited into a future of commitment, of love that is not just for moments, for happiness and joy, but a real love that will carry us through difficult times such as these. If we commit ourselves, we shall be a gentle, angry people singing for our lives. And so I invite you to join in song number 170, We Are a Gentle, Angry People.
We are a gentle, angry people.
questioning. It was hard today to think about what sort of prayer for hope there could be. And yet I find myself feeling hopeful, seeing all of you here. And so I invite you into the spirit of prayer and reflection. O Spirit of hope, be with us. Be with us in a way that we might move into a future of faith. Though there is so much around us that we may not know or understand, that we might do the work that we need to create a future where our children feel safe and loved, where sanctuary may be found in every house of worship, where the places where decisions are made in our government would also be safe spaces of sanctuary, where welcoming and inclusive language would be all that could be heard, where we work towards a future of embrace. Whether we consider ourselves as allies or part of the community, ally, gay, lesbian, transgendered, questioning, bisexual, somewhere in the spectrum, asexual, however the authentic expression of someone's being is, that it find a place of embrace in all places of one's life. Be with us as we move forward as a gentle, loving people, fueled, yes, in this moment, perhaps by anger, but also by a sense of commitment to action. In the struggle against hate, against gun violence, and that all may be seen as it truly is in this world, that every human being is an agent of love, and that everything is sacred. Let us move forward into a vision of hope for our future, realistically understanding the work ahead of us. Amen. In times like these, one wonders what one can do. And gathering like this in community is a part. It is a beginning. And we know that the road ahead may be long, and that some of us who are here may or may not ever see that promised land where that beloved community is finally created, where all are sitting at the welcome table. And yet somehow we must commit. And I know we can. Let us join. Please rise in body or spirit and join in singing hymn number 1015, projected above, I Know I Can.
Oh,
My dears, you are a blessing to one another. And I want to invite all the faith leaders, clergy folk, seminarians to come forward and line up and send this good, sacred gathering off with your blessings. And I'd like to for you to introduce yourselves before you speak. Please come forward.
Muhammad al-Darsani, Imam of the Islamic Center for Peace in Fort Myers. May God bless you and bless all the peace-loving people.
Rabbi Mark Sack, Temple Judea. We affirm tonight the sanctity of all life, white life, brown life, Black life, Jewish life, Christian life, Muslim life, Buddhist life, Hindu life, non-denominational life, and atheist life. We affirm straight life, gay life, transgender life. Any system that ignores or denies this is arrogant and dangerous. All human life was made in the image and the likeness of God. In the face of this horrific tragedy, we affirm the dignity and the equality of all people. We affirm the motto of our great country, E Pluribus Unum, out of the many, we can be one.
I'm Rabbi Nicole Luna, Temple Beth El. In the Bible, Hagar is in the desert alone and in pain. And an angel of God asks her, "From where are you coming and to where are you going?" We are coming from a place of grief and righteous anger. May we move toward a place of comfort and righteous action. Amen.
Katie Romano Griffin, Intern Minister, Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, Charlotte County. Even the tiniest of candle flames can chase away the darkness. As we walk out these doors tonight, let us unleash our light into the world. Go forth. Be the blessing that you are in this world. Carry love in your heart and make it real through the work of your hands. Peace, shalom, salam, ashe, blessed be.
I've only seen these at sad things. I don't want to see them again. Just saying. I've never seen one before. It's always been makeshift. I don't want to see it again. Well, from a distance, the world looks blue and green. And the snow-capped mountains white. And from a distance, the ocean meets the stream. And the eagle takes to flight. From a distance, there is harmony. Oh, and it echoes through the land. It's the voice of hope, and it's the voice of peace. It's the voice of everyone. Well, from a distance, we all have enough. And no one, no one's in need. Well, there are no guns, no bombs, and there's no disease, and there's no hungry mouths to feed. From a distance, we are instruments. We're marching in a common band. We're playing songs of hope, and we're playing songs of love. They are the songs of everyone. God is watching us. God is watching us. God is watching us from a distance. It's not far. From a distance, you look like my friend. Even though we are at war. And from a distance, I just cannot comprehend what all this war is for. And from a distance, there is harmony. Echoes through the land. It's the voice of hope. It's the voice of love. It's the voice of everyone. God is watching us. God is watching us. God is watching us right here. I totally messed up the ending, but you guys are so good.
That was beautiful.
That was great.